I've told you now
how I started
the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order and the Western Buddhist Order itself.
I have told you why I started them and what they are.
I've also tried to answer two questions. One, how does one join the Western Buddhist Order? And two, what is the relation between the Western Buddhist Order and the FWBO, or rather FWBOs? So it's time that I came on to the last thing that I have to talk about tonight, which is the way in which the Western Buddhist Order and the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order are the nucleus of a new society. But before I do that, I've got a promise to redeem. I said I'd explain who Mitras and Friends are. Now, I've said that one joins the order by going for refuge to the three jewels. One becomes a member of the order by virtue of a spiritual commitment, that is to say, a commitment to one's personal development by oneself, as well as in spiritual fellowship with others spiritually committed too. But does one do this all at once? Straight off, as soon as one comes along? Tonight? Well, surely not. Except perhaps in very rare instances, they have been known to happen. Usually, one decides to commit oneself gradually, step by step. There may even be quite a struggle. Part of you wants to develop. Part of you, sometimes it's a big part, does not. And for a while, you may not even know whether you want to develop or not. You may not be sure, may not be clear. But anyway, let's suppose you come into contact with the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. Maybe you see one of their ubiquitous posters. Or maybe a friend tells you about them and takes you, maybe drags you in a friendly sort of way, along. Maybe you attend a lecture, or a meditation class, or a retreat. Whatever it is, you establish contact. And maybe you find you like the atmosphere, or the people, or the ideas. Or maybe you just like it. You can't exactly say why. So you come again and again. You start coming regularly, start participating regularly. And when that happens, you're counted as a friend, with a capital F. You don't have to join anything, and you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to pay any subscription, that is. All you have to do is to come along and participate regularly. You're then a friend, capital F. You don't have to believe or disbelieve in anything either. You can be a Christian, or a Jew, or a humanist, or an agnostic, or a freethinker, or a spiritualist, or an occultist, or a theosophist, or a Rosicrucian, or a Sufi, or a Vedantist, anything you like. All you have to do is to come and participate regularly, and this can go on as long as you like. Many people, in fact, will not want to go any further than this, just coming along. Meditation classes, lectures, retreats, just remaining friends. Won't want to go any further than that. That's up to them. But some people may want to go further. They may feel the need of a more definite link with Buddhism, with the Dharma, with the order, with me. They may even be beginning to think in terms of commitment. And it's such people who can become mitras. And you become a mitra by offering flowers, a candle, stick of incense in front of the image of the Buddha. And you do this in the context of a devotional ceremony which is called the Sevenfold Puja. And you do it in the presence of order members and mitras
and friends. At present, we have within the movement roughly 70 mitras. I think it's a little bit more. The word mitra, by the way, is simply the Sanskrit word for friend. Mitra, M-I-T-R-A. Some mitras live in communities. This applies to friends too, usually with order members. Others live at home with their families or even on their own. Some mitras and friends have jobs. Others work full-time or part-time for the FWBO. And there are special mitra activities. There are special mitra study groups and special mitra retreats, which are somewhat more intensive than the usual study groups and retreats. And one can stay a mitra as long as you please. Again, you may not want to go any further, at least not for the time being. So you remain a mitra. But some may want to go further. So what do? They then approach two order members and they ask those two order members to become their Kalyana Mitras, which means their good friends. And if those two order members agree, if the local chapter of the order agrees, and if I agree, then a special ceremony is performed, which is a private ceremony, performed by the head of the order or by a senior order member. And only the three persons actually concerned are present. The two Kalyana Mitras, their Mitra, as he's called, and the head of the order with them. And the ceremony establishes a definite link between the three people concerned, the Mitra and his or her two Kalyana Mitras. And the main duty, the main responsibility of all three from that moment onwards is simply to keep in touch. The mitra has to keep in touch with the two Kalyana mitras. The two Kalyana mitras have to keep in touch with the mitra. We have two Kalyana mitras because it's better perhaps sometimes to have two people who may be a bit different and see things in a slightly different way and with whom you can relate in a slightly different way. One of your Kalyana mitras may be very serious and learned. The other may be rather playful and carefree. It's good to have two of these two different kinds or two different types. One may be rather older than you, for instance. Another may be around the same age as you. Again, that's good. Yeah? But you all three have the duty of keeping in touch, formally or informally, in any way that you please, just keeping spiritually in touch. Yeah? So this is what happens. Yeah? In the case of those mitras who want to go a bit further still and have Kalyana mitras. And such mitras are usually thinking in terms, eventually, of full commitment to the three jewels, and most of them are in fact eventually, sooner or later, ordained, becoming members of the Western Buddhist order. And this whole process, from the initial contact up to ordination, usually takes 2 years. That's about the average. In a few cases, it takes 1 year, nevertheless, so far. It may take even 4 or 5 years, or even longer. There's no hard and fast rule. It depends on what the person himself feels, what he or she feels ready for, and whether the order as a whole feels, too, that they are ready. So I